Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Marvin Jackson speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Marvin. This is Mr. Hansen. I've been trying to get through with you guys, but for some reason, I can't get a code number when I fill out the application to order Eleanor the Mustang. And I wrote you a fax this morning telling you about it with my name, address, and my credit card number on it. So everything is there. And I was just wondering how I go about getting the magazine and also a some more information on how I get this process done properly over the phone.
I'm not sure, sir. Are you trying to order it? Now you have to go on the website and order it.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I couldn't get a code number. That's what I couldn't get. A code, you know, it says on the application that you got to have a code. And I applied for it 6 or 7 times, and it keeps telling me that they're not available. So I went ahead and sent you a fax this morning about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, so you went online. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'll wait for you.
Okay, you say you went online and you placed the order?
Yes.
Okay, what's your telephone number with the area code associated with the order?
My 559-281-0737.
Okay, just a second. Okay. Okay, nothing's coming up under the telephone. And what's your first name?
Thomas, Thomas Hansen, Hansen. I live in Fresno, California.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Now you said your last name is spelled H-A-N-S-E-N?
S-E-N, yes.
Okay, and could you verify your address along with your email address?
436 North Villa, V-I-L-L-A, Fresno, California, 93727.
Okay, no, that's not, that's another Henson. And you say you went online and you placed the order. And
yep,
what day did you do that?
I did it just about 15 minutes ago.
Okay, and how much did you pay?
No,
should have been
a nominal
fee.
Yeah, I know, but the thing of it was I didn't pay it because I couldn't get a code the code wouldn't come up when I pressed. It said on the bottom of my receipt on the phone was it said apply for a code, so I pushed apply and it wouldn't come up. I wouldn't give me a code. If I would have had the code, then it would carry me down to my credit card information. But the thing I sent to you this morning was it had my credit card number on it and all of the stuff that you needed on the credit card. And I sent it this morning along with my explanation. So why I couldn't get through to you. And so finally I just got your phone number and called.
Okay. So were you trying to do it with a debit card or a credit card?
My debit card, my Discovery card.
Okay. Okay, it's not in the system here. Just a second, sir.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to sign you up, sir, and I'm trying to find the sign up for that subscription. Just a second.
Can I call you back?
Oh, yes, sir. You can call us back. We're here until yes, sir. If you want to call back, sir, we're here until 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yes, sir.
Okay. Why don't I do that? Why don't I get your name and then I'll call and ask for you?
No, sir. You can speak with any representative that answers the line. They'll be able to help you out.
Why don't they do that? Why don't they just call back and
okay.
And you can just carry on, get some more people that mm-hmm. you need to take care of.
Okay. Yes, sir. Well, once again,
okay.
We do.
Talk at you later.
Okay. We do thank you for calling.
Have a good day and take care.
Eagle Moss, and you take care also, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.